Hi, and welcome to the 23rd episode of the Cure Talks Cancer podcast. Each week, we'll be hearing from patients, survivors, caregivers, advocates, or healthcare professionals to do what Cure does best, provide cancer updates, research, and education. This week, we delve into the topic of immunotherapy and how new breakthroughs are changing the standards of care for all cancer types. Kristen Kleinhofer was diagnosed with acute lymphocytic leukemia 8 years ago. After failed treatments and facing leukemia 3 times, Kristen enrolled in a clinical trial at Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle, where she was the first person to receive CAR T-cell therapy as an outpatient. Using her own experience, Kristen explained what patients can expect from this type of treatment.
Yeah, so what I tell people is that, you know, you have a lot of different blood products in your body, and you have red blood cells, white blood cells, you have platelets, plasma. And so what it is that they hook you up to a machine and they filter out your blood products. And it's a 4-hour process. And they're really trying to separate the white blood cells from your red blood cells, your plasma, your platelets. And they collect the white blood cells and then they return the rest of the blood products back to you through a catheter. And then they take those white blood cells to the lab. And you have B cells and T cells, and they're going to filter out your T cells. And from there, they're going to genetically engineer those T cells to have a special receptor that is going to go and recognize the type of cancer target that you have. And then once they do that, they inject that into the, engineer all those cells. They're going to grow those cells so that they grow into the millions so that there's a lot of them. And then you're going to be scheduled for an outpatient setting where you're going to go in, you're going to have an infusion. It's usually shorter than an hour. You know, it's usually like a half an hour, 30-minute infusion, but they kind of monitor you for an hour. And it's really going to feel like you're going in for hydration or you're going in for, you know, a blood transfusion or something like that. But when the bag gets delivered, it is clear. It is white. So it does look like saline. And they just hook it up to your catheter that you have. And you don't feel anything. You know, you're just kind of sitting there. You're relaxing. They're taking your vitals. They're just checking your temperature and your blood pressure, just making sure you're not having any adverse reactions. And then really, they just monitor you. They're getting better and better at the cytokine release. And in some instances, they don't need to hospitalize you, but they do like to hospitalize you when it does happen, just to make sure that it doesn't get out of hand. Because what it is that the once they're infusing those genetically engineered cells into you, those cells are going out and they're trying to seek that target that is on your cancer cell, and it's attaching to it. And it's, I like to envision, it's kind of like Pac-Man. You know, it's eating up the cancer, it's munching it. And as it is spreading out and eating more and more of the cancer, your body just is kind of getting a really inflammatory response. And so that is why your body's reacting with a lot of the symptoms of a bad flu. So you usually experience a high fever. You might feel some, you know, muscle aches, might get body chills. You might get low blood pressure. Some people experience some kind of mental fogginess, kind of like you have chemo brain or you're just kind of, you know, kind of out of it a little bit. And then after that, you just really are kind of dealing with those symptoms with, you know, Tylenol and, you know, maybe putting ice packs if you feel like you need it to reduce your fever. They're just really monitoring you. And really, it's, you know, it's usually less than a week. So for me, it was about 5 days of maybe like 4 days of experiencing that. And then I got released. And then after that, they're really just monitoring you. They're just continually checking, you know, physically, seeing how you're doing. They're, you know, checking your vitals. And so you're regularly being seen, just being monitored. And then they'll do a bone marrow biopsy usually a month later to see if it worked, and it is about that time when they will be able to tell you if it did or not.
To help others like Kristen, the Cancer Research Institute hosts immunotherapy patient summits for patients, caregivers, and advocates to attend and meet healthcare experts to learn more about immunotherapy. CRI CEO Jill O'Donnell-Tormey explained what the summits consist of and why they are so helpful.
The Cancer Research Institute, I think, as you know, is an organization that's been around for 65 years, always dedicated to the space of immunotherapy. And I think we are so lucky and proud of the fact that we now have FDA-approved immunotherapies for patients, and patients are finally benefiting from immunotherapy. I mean, for a long time, not many people thought the immune system could be used to treat, control, or potentially cure cancer, but CLI was one of the few organizations that did believe that and really funded some of the foundational discoveries that have led to where we are today and having so many patients benefit. So as we were always a research organization, and that was our primary mission, is really to raise funds that we then distribute around the world to the top researchers in the field working on how to use your immune system to treat cancer. Once we finally had FDA approvals, and there were many clinical trials also testing new immunotherapies, we felt that we should become a trusted source, like a third-party trusted source of information for patients and their caregivers. And so we initially started this through really our website and online and a program we called Our Answer to Cancer, which provides specific information by cancer type on what is immunotherapy, what immunotherapies are available for those types of cancers. But I think we realized that there's also a step we needed to take beyond that. I think there's something very valuable in bringing patients together to see for that other people are going through what they're going through and sharing their own stories, as well as bringing them face-to-face with some of the world's experts in terms of the clinical investigators and the basic scientists that have are involved in the research that they are benefiting from. So with that premise, we began our patient summit series in the fall of 2016 in New York City. We have since rolled this out across the countries to different sites. In the last year, we were in 5 sites. Coming up this year, we're going to be in 4 cities, San Francisco, New York again, Houston, and San Diego. And I think it's a great opportunity for patients to come together and really hear the cutting in information about what is immunotherapy and how they could potentially benefit from it. These are half day. They're usually on a Saturday. They're free. So it's a long day. It starts from 10 in the morning, goes to about 3:30, and it's a full program. It usually starts off with a lecture from usually a CLI-supported renowned researcher that really sets the stage and tells patients what exactly is immunotherapy. Many of them have not even heard of immunotherapy, and those that have don't know or really understand completely what it is. So there's many different types of immunotherapy, so we start setting the stage by giving them some valuable information. It then goes into a panel discussion with usually clinical oncologists that have been involved in treating various types of cancers with immunotherapies, and it's an open discussion that is a question and answer period also with the audience. And then we usually have a lunch. It usually goes into then a patient who actually tells their story, a patient that has actually been treated by immunotherapy, and I think that's a very valuable piece of the whole afternoon, because it really brings it home. And it's something like when you have a medical healthcare professional tell you what is immunotherapy and what to expect, but to hear it firsthand from a patient who's gone through it, I think it really brings it home, and patients can ask questions and really understand what it means to get an immunotherapy. And then we also have a panel discussion with patients, again another interactive area, and then we break up into different groups, which have each one of the medical experts take a different group where there's a smaller time that there can actually be better interaction between the expert and the patient and their caregivers. And we also, one of our staff members, Brian Brewer, typically also has a session on what is clinical trials, because many immunotherapies are really only available still through clinical trials. There are a number of immunotherapies that have been approved and available for probably around 15 or so different types of cancers, but many cancer types, it's still being investigated of how best to develop immunotherapies that can have the best benefit and effect on patients. So again, understanding how do you get into a clinical trial, what is a clinical trial, what to expect when you're in a clinical trial is another valuable piece of information. And I guess I should just say lastly, we also have patient navigators at the summits where patients are actually get to speak one-on-one with a patient navigator that actually helps them seek out and find a potential clinical trial that's right for their specific cancer and stage of disease. And so that's been a very popular particular aspect of the program. Again, we do have this capability through our website, but again, being there in person with a patient navigator, I think, provides that extra level of support, and patients have really told us that this is a very important component of the whole day.
To help raise awareness for patients to join clinical trials, Kristen spoke at one of the summits in San Francisco this past June.
I feel very honored and blessed. I get to share my patient story at the San Francisco Immunotherapy Patient Summit. I was asked to share my personal story, and it's really going to be my journey of hope and kind of what led me to get to immunotherapy and the wisdom that I've learned on my cancer journey and how immunotherapy is offering so much hope to others. And then other patients are also going to be sharing in a patient panel their journeys with immunotherapy. So it's just a really, really great opportunity for everyone to get further educated on the latest research on immunotherapy from the medical experts and to also ask some questions at their breakout sessions. And then also to hear from the patients personally, you know, from those that are going to be in the patient panel, as well as me, you know, our stories. And all of us will have had different cancers, so they get to hear, you know, four different stories of immunotherapy and how it's been given hope to all of us and given us more time and getting us back to living our life. And then it also offers the opportunity for networking, also for those in attendance, you know, with those that are participating, you know, to talk to other fellow people that are there at the tables that you're sitting at, you know, whether they be a health professional, a caregiver, a family member, someone who's maybe interested in pursuing it in the future or waiting for it to be available for their type of cancer, or someone who is just wanting more information, or a family member. Really just for anyone to come and to network and to ask questions. And that's huge. I think that is just very huge, because I think a lot of times, you know, people are, you know, might hear the word, but they don't understand it. And so I think visually hearing from doctors and patients will make it, you know, make sense, as well as, you know, maybe their doctors don't really know about it or aren't, you know, they're at an institution that's very small and maybe they don't have it there yet. And so it's good for them to hear about it and get educated, because that's what's important, is that, you know, patients and family members of patients really need to advocate and be educated and say, hey, this is what I want to do. And if they don't have it at your medical institution, then you need to see, how can I do it? Is there a clinical trial, like for me? You know, it wasn't available here in California, and it's still not. So, you know, how is it that someone that has acute lymphoblastic leukemia get it? Well, you need to go do it in a clinical trial. And so it's educating yourself and your doctor, if they're not aware, and saying, hey, you know, I want to do this clinical trial. I need you to reach out. I'm going to reach out as well. I want to get in this trial. So it is very, very important. And that's what's great also, is that at this summit, the Cancer Research Institute will have clinical trial navigators there that people can make appointments with to help them find immunotherapy clinical trials that might be out there for them for their particular type of cancer. And it's also available on their website as well. And people can also call at any time. And that's huge, because it is about empowering yourself, educating yourself, asking questions, advocating for yourself. That is really going to help lead you to get that immunotherapy.
Ultimately, Jill hopes the patient summits help to empower patients as immunotherapy continues to advance in the cancer space.
I think the Cancer Research Institute would like to empower patients, give patients, first of all, knowledge and understanding that there is a new way to treat cancer, that immunotherapy is here and is proven to be effective in a variety of cancer types, and that they should at least look and see and learn. They can come to the Cancer Research website and find out if there are immunotherapies already FDA approved for their type and stage of cancer, and if not, they can at least have the discussion with their physician to say, is immunotherapy a potential treatment for me? If it is an approved treatment, can I get it, or should I be looking at clinical trials? So I think it's the patient summit to really empower patients to feel that they have a little bit more knowledge about a new way to treat cancer, and that they will feel capable and confident to discuss this with their physicians to see if this is an option for them. Because I think immunotherapies are delivering some remarkable and durable responses, and I think immunotherapies, we now have proof that your immune system can be used to treat and control cancer, and I think it's going to become a backbone of cancer therapy in the future, as thanks to research, more and more immunotherapies are going to get approved, and we're going to understand how to use them better so that more patients can benefit.
For more information and to learn more about future summits, visit cancerresearch.org. Tune in next week when we speak with Dr. Eric Voigt, who noticed a woman's cancer through his TV screen. He shares how he tracked down the woman and what it was like the moment they met each other for the first time. The Cure Talks Cancer podcast is the official podcast of Cure Magazine, the indispensable guide to every stage of the cancer experience. For more information, visit us at curetoday.com and find us on Twitter at @cure_magazine or Facebook at @curemagazine.